Proclamation number 3337 of 20th of November, 1944. Exhortation to work for the kingdom of God. You should never tire of working for my kingdom, for time is pressing and much work shall still be done before the end comes. And you shall be active supports for me on earth. You shall prepare the ground for me and not leave any opportunity unused where you can supply the field with good seed. Thus you should speak wherever you find an open ear. For my sheep are also in great distress because they are no longer able to recognize me in the hustle and bustle of the world, in the chaos, misery and affliction. And I will make myself known to them. I will bring myself close to them, and you shall be the mediators. You must not be afraid to speak of my workings so that they will also receive information about how I consider my own if they join me and enter into contact with me. They shall be strengthened in their faith. They shall lose all doubt about my love and justice. They shall always and everywhere recognize my hand in every event. And they shall know that nothing can happen without my will, that therefore even evil is permitted by me because I associate it with a purpose which is beneficial for the soul if the wrong human will accomplishes something which contradicts my commandments. You shall enlighten people about their purpose of earthly life, about their task on earth, about their wrong way of life and its consequences. You shall reproach them with what I have to say to them, for I make use of you because they would not be able to bear it if I spoke to them myself. You shall admonish and warn those who act against my will, and you shall strengthen and comfort those who want to belong to me and threaten to become weak in the adversity of the time. I reveal myself to you in order to restore people's faith that I dwell amongst them, in order to remind them of my promises which will truly come true because my word is to come true. Yet even my own become weak and fickle and seek me in the distance, who is close to them. And therefore I bring you together with them so that they hear my voice through you, so that I can also speak to them and they hear me, so that they recognize in me their Father who loves his children. So that they see the good shepherd in me who does not leave his sheep without care. And so you shall influence all according to their will, their state of maturity and their love. You shall always and everywhere proclaim my word which you receive from me, which demonstrates my love for you and testifies to my omnipotence and wisdom. You shall speak in my stead, for they need my word which I now want to convey to them through you. And if you give in to your heart's urging, if you speak where you feel compelled, if you don't shy away from openly informing them of my working, you will be successful, for my blessing rests on you and your work. You will not preach to deaf ears, but people will listen to you and take the words to heart. And help will be brought to the souls in their spiritual hardship. Amen.